Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord. Once again, it's Friday night, and this is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. Praise God. We are the Macedonian Call around the globe, and I want to open up tonight with prayer. Just want to pray over the broadcast, and we have several callers in here, and everybody, I'm turning on everybody's mic so we can go ahead and open us up with prayer. Let's pray.
Heavenly
Lord,
Father,
God, in the name of Jesus,
Father,
we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, dear God, you've given us, Lord, to reach somebody, dear God, someone that needs courage, someone that needs a healing in their body, maybe a backslide, dear God. Something will be said here tonight to reach the heart of the Lord,
your word.
Dear God, maybe they've lost a loved one, healing, Lord. And there's a season for everything, a season to cry, a season to laugh, a season to mourn, a season to dance, to be born, to die. God, you know all these seasons.
God,
take me and each individual, Lord.
As
we give you all the glory and all the praise and honor.
Bless each one that's tuned in, each one that's
in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Amen. We've got several prayer requests coming in over Facebook, and we'll turn those in as we go. And I'm going to go down the line here and just introduce yourself and let us know where you're located, and then we'll come back in and have Rachel. She has a scripture to read, and then we'll get on with our preaching. And tonight's subject is the peace of God. The gospel of peace, or however, whatever on your heart. And if you want to be a part of this, you can call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. If you want to reach us by email, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. Again, it's heisrisen38@aol.com. We're going to have the first caller, 770, come in. Tell us who you are and where you're located.
Thank you. Brother Sister Green, this is Brother John from Thompson, Georgia. Won't be able to be with you too long now. I got to leave out early in the morning, about 2:30 in the morning, but I'll be with you. I wasn't really sure what we were going to preach on tonight, but it's just praise the Lord for the opportunity to be with you tonight.
Praise God. You'll be first there, Brother John. I got two more callers. I'm going to get them to do the same thing, and then we'll have you to go. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, 423, come in and tell us the first three digits are 562.
This is Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee.
Hi, Brother Eddie. Praise God.
How are you today?
Thank you all for calling, and we're on the peace of God, and we'll have you obey the Lord thereafter, Brother John, okay?
Okay.
Praise God. And any prayer requests, too, you guys can turn them in, and we'll pray over them here at the end of the broadcast. 423-545.
This is Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood down here in Madisonville, Tennessee. And we got some prayer requests we'd like to turn in, Sister Joanne.
Amen. Go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
I'd like Yearwood. To remember my brother-in-law, Roy Ward, that had cancer surgery today. And I just want to give a praise report that my sister made a safe trip to Oregon. I was told that they had trouble on the plane landing and everything, but she said that they're doing okay.
Praise God.
God for that.
Amen. Okay. Rachel, come on in the babe and have your read your scripture.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be
comforted.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And now we're going to have Brother John to come on in, brother, and obey the Lord.
Appreciate that, Sister Green. Or Sister Green, really didn't know what we were going to preach on tonight. Didn't get an opportunity to call it a couple times. But anyhow, that's God knows all about it. God was dealing with me God, I couldn't get away from it, so I guess this was meant for me to speak. But
Amen.
All the Word of God is at peace. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 9 and 6 that He is the Prince of Peace. But God was dealing with me out of Luke chapter 5 tonight. Luke chapter 5, and nevertheless at the Word of Peace. And then Luke chapter 5, starting with verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the Word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. You know, tonight there are people that are pressing to hear the peace of God. With all the turmoil and all the wars. The Bible said that in the latter days that there would be wars and rumors of wars, amen. But this was just the beginning of sorrows. We're seeing a lot of these things and how these different areas and how there's just different areas in the world in turmoil. But tonight, amen, that there are people, even as you are tonight, those underneath the sound of my voice, amen, to hear and pressing to hear the word of the Lord, to hear the word of peace. And not only to hear the word of peace, but to have the word of peace in their life, amen. Amen. The Lord would give us a peace that passes all understanding, amen, when there's trouble and toil and things all around us, amen. We're at that peace with the Lord Jesus Christ. And then it says, and they pressed upon him, and he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. You know, Jesus was representative of the tree of life. He was the tree of life. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 1, blessed is the man that walketh not
in the counsel of the ungodly. You know, there are many people, amen, that are seeking the counsel, amen, of the ungodly. But tonight we need to seek the counsel of the Prince of Peace. He says, nor standeth in the way of sinner. There are those that are standing in the same way. You know, the Bible declares that there is a way that seemeth right to a man, but then there are the ways of death. Amen. But there is the ways of peace. The Bible says, if thy ways please the Lord, he will cause even thy enemies to be at peace. We can stand, amen, as enemies, amen. The Bible says, if thy enemies thirst, give him drink. Hallelujah. If he hungers, feed him. Just as the Samaritan, amen. Now, amen, the good Samaritan that came and found the man who fell among thieves, and hallelujah, there was a peace there. They didn't look at the situation, they didn't look at the circumstances, but there was a peace. There was a covenant of peace between them, amen, as he paid for, amen, his lodging and took him and put him upon his own beast, amen, and didn't look at the situation, didn't look at the circumstances, but he became a neighbor. You know, tonight we're becoming your neighbor, amen. It doesn't make a difference who you are because we have become peace with one. Blessed are the peacemakers, just like their daughter said, amen, out of the scripture, I want to be blessed, you want to be blessed tonight. And the Bible says, blessed is he that knoweth sits in the seat of the scornful, amen. The Bible says, cast out the scorner and contention will cease. That will stop, amen. Peace is not there when scorners are sitting around, schemers are sitting around, those that are murmuring and disputing are sitting around. But we need to get right now tonight. We're sitting, amen, with the word of God. We're sitting in the council of peace. He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You know, there's nothing more peaceful than just this tree planted by the water, amen. This water, amen, the Bible says, amen, that the Lord is our shepherd. He would lead us beside the still waters. These are waters of peace, amen. We just praise the Lord. He's bringing us by these waters of peace, amen. Not waters that are in turmoil, not waters, amen, that are stagnant, but fresh waters that bring life. Hallelujah. He says, a water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I'm glad that the Lord Jesus Christ is making all trees, and that we are in this garden. We can be in this garden of peace together, amen. Just as it was in the beginning, amen, before man fell. The Lord Jesus Christ is making reconciliation, amen, into that place. Because he said, there is a place by me, as he put Moses in the cleft of the rock, and every one of you that needs the sound of my voice, there's a place for you by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's at his right hand. Amen. He's big enough for us all to sit at his right hand. And the Bible says, in his presence is the fullness of joy, and in his right hand are pleasures evermore, in Psalms 16:11. The Bible says, going back to Luke chapter 5, verse 2, when he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, and were washing their nets. This is signifying that they had done what they were work. They were finishing up their work, amen. They stood their ships up, amen. They were washing the nets, amen. Seemingly everything was done for today. But you need to know tonight, amen, that the peace of God is never done. The work of the Lord is never done, no matter what time it is. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and talked to people out of the ship. As the beginning, amen, he took that ship that was used for fishing, amen, and just thrust out a little way. Some of you, amen, have just thrust out a little way from the shore. And he sat down and he began to teach from that ship. That ship had became a place of authority. That ship, amen, became a place of a source of the word of God. And you need to know tonight that wherever you're at, amen, there is a place of peace and a place of source for the word of God to come in your life, amen. When you're just beginning to thrust out just a little ways, amen, and you're beginning to know this peace of God that passes all understanding, and begin to teach people out of the ship. He said, now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out to the deep and let down your nets for a draught. In other words, let down your nets, amen. The word draught there means let out down your nets for the net full. You know, that's what we're doing tonight in the Macedonian call around the globe tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And Simon's answering and said to him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. In other words, he had said, Master, we have fished all night. We've let down the nets, amen, in this same waters, and we haven't taken nothing. But hallelujah, and he said, but nevertheless, church, nevertheless, no matter what you went on through, there are those of you underneath the sound of my voice, you talk, blah, 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 you've worked, amen, and seemingly taken in nothing. You talk, but you know what? Nevertheless, at the word of God, nevertheless, church, right now, those of you that are in the sound of my voice, nevertheless, no matter what you went through, and seemingly you caught nothing, and seemingly you brought in nothing, some of you missionaries that are listening tonight, some of you pastors that are listening all around the globe tonight, some of you ministers and teachers, amen, seemingly you've been trolling all night long in the darkness, and you're tired and weary, but I want to give you a word of refreshing. I want to give you a word of this is the rest. This is the refreshing. And because the word of God is coming, he's saying, let down your nets for a draw. In other words, let down the nets of the gospel of Jesus Christ one more time that the nets will be full. Because you're doing it at the word of the Lord, and the Lord Jesus Christ is in your life, and the Prince of Peace is in your life. Hallelujah. He said, and when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and they beckoned unto their partners. In other words, it was so full that they couldn't bring in, amen, what they called it. Before, they needed no help because there was nothing there. But nevertheless, at the word of God, church tonight, nevertheless, at the word of God and at the peace of God, they get ready for a draw. Get ready for the fullness of your life. Get ready for the nets of your life to be full, to overflowing, to break because of the blessings of God. You got the blessings of God that come through the peace of God. Hallelujah, tonight will break to the fullness, and that's so much so that you'll need others. You'll need partners, amen, coming together. You'll need prayer partners. You'll need ministry partners. You'll need preaching partners to come in where once you were bringing in nothing, now it will be for a draw. Get ready for a draw of peace. Get ready for a draw of blessing. Get ready for a draw of outpouring of the Spirit. Get ready for a draw of miracles. Get ready for the fullness that it'll just break, amen, what you're trying and closing in. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that they should come and help them, and they came and filled both the ships so that they began to see, hallelujah, ones with had nothing in the ships, nothing in the net, nothing in the net. But now the fullness of God, the fullness of peace, the fullness of his glory, the fullness of his blessings had come, and not only was it breaking their nets, but it was filling their ships up to sink. God wants you to sink you in his blessings, deep in his blessings, hallelujah. And he said, launch out to the deep. Some of you need to go a little farther, amen. Some of you have been trying to go and just get a little bit, but you know what? If you'll just let down the net for the draw, amen, to overflowing. And the Bible says, when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Isaiah said, I am a man of unclean lips. He said, woe, I am undone. Hallelujah. But tonight, amen, even as the cherubim, amen, put the tongues, amen, on the coals of fire, amen, God has a fire that will refine you. God has a fire that will be as a bush that will put you on fire, but you won't be consumed. Amen. Amen. Even in the midst of that, hallelujah, we find this tonight at Jesus, at the knees of Jesus, at the feet of Jesus, at the very feet, amen, we can find that peace tonight. We can find that peace that passes all understanding when seemingly your life is in turmoil. Right there at the knees of Jesus Christ, you'll find that peace. You'll find that blessing. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, for he was astonished and all that were with him at the draw of the fishes. In other words, the catching of the fishes of the fullness of net which they had taken. And so also with James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from thenceforth thou shalt catch men. From this time forward, the catch will be different. From this time forward, you will catch men. You will catch souls. You will catch no longer fishes, but you will become, the Bible said, and when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Church, tonight, if you want that peace that passes all understanding, if you want that turmoil out of your life, it's time for you to forsake all and follow him. Follow the Prince of Peace when he comes, because he will bring into your life, amen, underneath the sound of my voice, just prophetically, many of you have been trolling all night long in the darkness. You've been weary. The Bible said, be not weary in well doing, for thou shalt reap it, thou faint not. But it's time for you to come and hear the word of the Lord. It's time for you to come and around the boat where Jesus is teaching, amen, as he began to teach, amen. They launched that a little bit farther, amen. As in the beginning of this, you thrust it out a little bit farther, amen. And as he began to thrust out, amen, for the teaching, amen, you had to get a foundation. You had to get a foundation of peace. That's what Jerusalem means, founded peace. In other words, so you went a little farther, but now you begin to build on this foundation. And now as you begin to build on the foundation, you said many of you are like Nehemiah. You begin to build up the walls. You begin to put up the gates. You begin to put that praise back into your life. You begin to put the salvation, or you can't put the salvation in your life, but you're building the walls and that salvation is being built. And now you're being housed in the peace of God and you're dwelling in the city, in the spiritual city, whose maker is God. And as you come there, and then you launched out into the deep. Many of you have launched out deeper, and amen, in each week in these broadcasts, you've went a little farther, and you've gone a little bit farther than sure, and you're getting deeper and deeper in the Word of God, deeper and deeper in the realm of God, deeper and deeper into the Spirit of God. Amen. And tonight, when you've been doing all things at God's Word, he said, nevertheless, thy Word. And they let down the net. And many of you tonight, even as Brother and Sister Green, Brother Yearwood, and Brother Eddie Bolton, amen, and these ministers that are going to speak to you tonight, they're letting down the net for a drop to catch you and those around you, and not only you, but so that you can turn and begin to, as they begin to teach and preach to you tonight, that you'll know how to let down your net for a drop right there in the country where you're at, right there in the church where you're at, right there in the mission work, right where you're at, where it will be so much that it will break forth and it will be a breakthrough, even as the mighty men of David, amen, as David desired a water, amen, and they hazarded his life. They, by my God, they leaped over a wall, and by their God, they run through a troop, and they come, and they brought back that water, amen, that David, King David, but he poured it out to the Lord. And you need to know tonight that many of you have hazarded your lives underneath the sound of my voice, but what you're going to bring back, amen, is going to be poured out to the Lord Jesus Christ. You've been bringing it back to men, but you're going to pour it out to your God tonight, and that pouring out of your God is a pouring out of his peace, pouring out of his spirit, pouring out of his joy, his love. There's going to be a pouring out even as Jesus Christ pours out within you. And you're going to see all across this globe, amen, a draw, a great catching by the peace and mercy and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And right there, he said, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. I'm declaring, amen, all across this globe that a great net will be let down in the deep. Amen, hallelujah, for a great draught, a great catching away unto the gospel of Jesus Christ, greater and mightier than ever before, because the Lord Jesus Christ is in our life, the Lord Jesus Christ is in our ship, the Lord Jesus Christ is in the shore, and the Lord Jesus Christ is in our heart tonight. Right now, right now, right now, right where you're at, you can make that decision to receive his peace and be let and be caught up in the net of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and be caught up along with the draw of the catch of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Brother and Sister Green.
Praise God. That's Brother John's telling you the truth. If you're out there and you're backslid, or you're never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, what a great time to do that right now, right tonight, is to ask Jesus to be your Savior and repent of your sins and believe with your whole heart that he is Christ, and he had died and resurrected on the third day to forgive you and I of our sins. If you'll do that, he'll take you back, or if you've never done that, he'll receive you into his kingdom. And when you leave this world, our life is but a vapor. When you leave this world, you will be eternity with Christ. Praise the Lord. And right now we're going to get a song. Praise God. Just one moment here.
Oh, how do you
Praise God. I tell you what, if that don't get you all fired up for God, like Brother Yearwood said, then your wood is wet. Hallelujah. You ought to have been there when I've been redeemed. The church was on fire with the Holy Ghost, too. I tell you what, when I got saved, I made up my mind I was going to serve Jesus, and I was going to change my old ways, and everything was going to become new. Praise the Lord. I thank God for salvation. It's been a wonderful life, I tell you. The only thing I regret is I did not start serving him sooner. And, you know, I ain't going to tell you that you'll never have troubles. I'll never tell you that it's just a bed of roses. But you know what? He will help you go through your problems. That's the greatest thing. And, you know, the song says that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And that's scripture. Praise God. And I'm excited tonight. I'm ready. I'm ready to hear some more good word. And Brother Eddie, I'm going to turn it over to you, brother.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be with y'all tonight. And this is what's been laid on my heart out of the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians, starting in verse 10. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." And, you know, we can be strong in the Lord. We make our mind up that we're going to live for the Lord, just like Sister Green was talking. And, brother, there's a song that says, "I've got my foot on the rock." And, brother, tonight, that rock that we got our feet on is Jesus Christ. And we can make our mind up that we're going to serve Jesus no matter what comes, no matter what goes, that we're going to serve the Lord. And, brother, when we begin to get steadfast in the faith, and, brother, the enemy comes up, then, brother, it don't matter how hard he comes, then we'll not be moved. And, brother, I'll tell you what, it might be like a tree when the wind blows, that, brother, that the limbs might shake and the leaves might turn. But, brother, whenever that it's all over with, it's just like that old oak tree. That oak tree will stand there, brother, because it's strong, because its roots go deep, and it won't be uprooted, brother. But I want you to know tonight that we can be strong in the Lord tonight. And, brother, we can ask God to lead us, and we can ask God to guide our footsteps, and we can ask God that to make us strong in the Lord, and brother, he'll do that. And he said, and in the power of his might, God's power is his word. And brother, when God's word is alive, when God begins to speak, then brother, his word will go out, and brother, it'll come about when you begin to get in need and you begin to call on the name of the Lord God. He'll hear you. The Bible says to ask and you shall receive, to seek and you shall find and knock, and the door shall be opened unto you.
Amen.
Brother, tonight God is with us, and God will hear you. He said his ears are open unto the cries of the righteous. Brother, when we begin to cry out unto God, brother, God's ears starts turning toward us, and brother, he picks up every word that we say. Brother, I want you to know the Bible said that every idle word that we speak, that we'll give an account thereof in the day of glory. But brother, I want you to know tonight, if God hears every idle word, then he'll hear every word tonight that we call on his name. Brother, there's so many people tonight, I believe, that don't believe that God will hear them when you pray. But the Bible said that what things soever we ask when we pray, or that we desire when we pray, that if we believe that, that we'll receive them. We shall have them. Brother, I want you to know tonight, in the power of his might, brother, the Bible said it's impossible for God to lie. If it's impossible for God to lie, then, brother, God will do just exactly what he said he'll do. Brother, and I'm not saying that in a question whether God will do it or whether God will lie or whether he won't lie. I know that he won't lie. I know that he'll hear us tonight if we begin to cry out. Brother, I want you to know tonight if you're in need, all you got to do is begin to cry out unto the Lord, and God will hear you, and God will answer you. Brother, I would just about say that these people out there, that these broadcasts are an answer to the prayer. But he said, put on the whole armor of God. Brother, I want you to know that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Brother, listen, the devil will come at you. I've seen so many people stand up and make a statement, I'm going to do more for God than I've ever done in my life. And in about 3 days, they'd be backslid because the enemy heard them make that statement. And when he made that, when they made that statement, the devil got on the alert, and he began to send the hordes of hell against them that he might take them down, because if he allowed that person to stand there without trying to take them down, it would do him harm tonight. Now, I'm not saying that the devil has the power over the Christian, but I am saying this, brother, when you begin to make a statement like that, brother, the devil gets worried. And brother, I want you to know, if he leaves you alone, brother, that brother, you'll harm his kingdom. So he'll turn the pressure upon you, and brother, for so that you won't be able to go on, try to make you throw your hands up and quit, try to make you turn aside. Over here in the 11th chapter of the book of 2 Corinthians, Paul said in verse 12, but what I do, that I will do, that I may come off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. And verse 13 says, for second false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Brother, that's telling me today, and it's telling you that these people tonight, brother, they're not even saved, but they're pretending to be the apostles of God. They're pretending to be the prophets of God. Listen to me tonight. The Bible said, they'll come to you, it'll be wolves. We'll come to you in sheep's clothing. Brother, he said, but by their fruits you shall know them. And brother, I want you to know tonight, the Bible says in the 12th chapter of the book of Matthew that a good tree cannot bring forth bad fruit, but a bad tree can't bring forth a good fruit, or a corrupt tree can't bring forth good fruit. He said, wherefore by the works you shall know them. But listen to me today. Anybody that would do it to tell you that they're a Christian or that they're a minister of God, brother, and they do everything in the world to harm you, and brother, the language don't correspond to the word of God, then brother, you need to mark that person and leave that person Amen. Alone. But he said, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to the works. Listen to me tonight. We hear a lot of preaching done today about the grace of God, and we even had a topic on the radio one night about the grace of God. I believe in the grace of God. It's by the grace of God that we're born again into the family of God. It's by grace through faith, and not of works. It's a gift of God, but not of works, lest any man should boast. And brother, I want you to know, but whenever somebody comes and begins to tell you to work, 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 and ever talks about the Lord Jesus Christ giving you a birth into the kingdom of God, and they never talk about being born again into the family of God, you need to mark that person, because the first step that we have to go to live for Jesus is getting born again into the family of God. And when God begins to deal with us, brethren, we begin to kneel down and we begin to call on His name. He'll hear us. It's like Sister Green said, honey, He'll begin to deal with us. And we answer that call and we ask Him to save our soul, to come in and live in us. Then, brother, He'll do that. Brother, I want you to know today, He said, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Brother, what is the wiles of the devil? Brother, it's anything that come against you to turn your heart away from serving Jesus. It's anything that will turn your heart away from living righteous before God. It's anything that will cause you to defile your hand, brother, and turn you away from God. Well, listen to me today. Brother, well, I know today, I said a while ago, brother, we're not saved by works. We're saved by grace. But because that we've got the grace of God in our heart, bless God, the works will be there. They'll be good works. Honey, we'll reach out to people and we'll treat people right because of the love of God that we've got in our heart. Brother, listen, he said in verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. These demonic forces out, brother, to bring these wiles of the devil in for one reason, and that's to try to make the Christian to throw their hands up and quit, to turn them away from following the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, listen to me tonight, but there's one thing about it. Brother, he might try to bring it in, but we don't have to fall for that. Paul said in one place, for we're not ignorant of his devices. Brother, I want you to know today, brother, when we get our mind made up and we get planted good and solid on that rock, which is Jesus Christ, honey, God will let us know, brother, what is in front of us. He'll let us know if we'll listen, if we desire to hear that which is of God, if we desire to see the enemy when he comes to try to throw it, make us throw our hands up and quit. We'll see that, and we'll know that, and we can give the word of God to the devil, and he'll flee from us. All this the Bible said in one place, he said, submit yourself therefore unto God, and resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. When Jesus was in the wilderness out there, he'd been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. Brother, and at the end of that, the Bible said, and afterward he was in hunger. Brother, he did not think about it. He'd been out there for 40 days and 40 nights. And brother, the Bible said, and the tempter came to him. You might say, brother, who was a tempter? The tempter was Satan himself, chained against Jesus, and said, if you be the Son of God. You see, Satan knew, the tempter knew, that Jesus was the Son of God. Brother, he said, if you be the Son of God, he said, command this stone that it be made bread, come against him at his weakest place. But Jesus didn't fall for that. Brother, that was one of the wiles of the devil, that he come against Jesus. But Jesus said, it is written. What's written? Honey, the Bible, the word of God is written. Thou shalt not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Oh, listen to me tonight. Brother, the word of God is the power of God tonight. Honey, when you begin to come against the enemy, when he begins to come And brother, you begin to know what is coming against you at, and you get the word of God pertaining to that, and you quote it back to Satan. Brother, the devil will leave you alone. He'll leave you. Brother, the second time the tempter comes to Jesus, brother, he takes him up to the temple, to the top of the temple, and tells him, said, cast yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angel charge over thee, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus said, for it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Brother,
amen.
I want you to know it. The third time he come at him, he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Oh, brother, I want you to know, brother, he said, all these things will I give you. He said, for it's been delivered unto me. Jesus said, get thee hence behind me, Satan. He said, for thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Brother, notice in all three times, Jesus quoted the word of God back to him, and whenever he did, the Bible said that Satan leaveth him for a while. Brother, I want you to know, as long as you try to live a Christian life, brother, the enemy will come, and he'll try you, he'll check you out, but listen to me, just because he does that, don't mean that you have to bow down to him, that you have to throw your hands up and say, I can't live for the Lord no more. Oh, listen, he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Brother, when you get planted, he said, I like you unto a wise man who dug down to the rock, and he built his house on the rock. And he said, the storms came, and the wind blowed, and it beat upon that house, and it stood there. And he said, he'll be likened unto a wise man. Brother, I'll tell you, when we get down on that rock and we plant our feet on that rock and we begin to build on that rock, brother, the winds can blow, the storms can come, but brother, we can stand through that, we can go through that, and brother, we can stand up and we can serve God. Oh, listen to me, these demonic forces will come, and they'll try their best to cause you to throw your hands up and quit. But, brother, they'll try to lead you away from God. They'll try their best to cause you to get frustrated, to get aggravated, and just cause you just to sit down on the Lord. But listen to me tonight. Brother, you don't have to do that, because he told us to pure to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Honey, God will help us tonight. Jesus is our strength. The Bible says in Nehemiah 8:10, for the joy of the Lord is our strength, and the joy of the Lord is one of the fruit of the Spirit. Brother, when we become, brother, overly concerned about the things that's going on around us, it can sap us dry. It can take our joy away from us. It can take our peace, and we're preaching on peace tonight. Brother, it'll say it can take our peace away from us if we're not careful. But brother, we don't have to do that. Brother, the Bible said the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Brother, these demonic forces come, these powers, these principalities. A lot of people think it's their neighbor that's their enemy, but he said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That's telling us we don't wrestle against our brother or sister, we don't wrestle against our neighbor, but we wrestle against spiritual wickedness in high places. Listen to me. He said, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Brother, God has given us things that will help us, brother, to stand up. brother, and to fight this battle today. Brother, we can have peace until the end of our lives. Brother, but we've got to tell, we got to stand there, and we've got to be at peace among ourselves. And brother, if we happen to be stand to be letting that, if we find ourselves letting that peace go, then brother, we need to get down and get to praying and seeking after God and get planted deeper on that rock, brother, more steadfast than ever. He said in verse 13, wherefore taking to you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Brother, today is more evil than it's ever been in the history of man. Brother, there's people today that would shoot you, that would look just as soon to shoot you or take your life as not. Brother, in fact, there's some nations tonight that, brother, that they've done told the Christians to get out or to die. Oh, listen to me. Brother, this is a thing that I'm preaching to you about tonight. Brother, even in that, we can ask God to give us the grace to go through these things. Brother, and be steadfast in the Lord. He said in verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Brother, we give us that. He's given us the whole armor here about the girdle of truth and the breastplate of righteousness. Brother, that breastplate of righteousness protects your heart. It protects everything, all your vital organs and that. He said, have and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Brother, this gospel we preach tonight, it's not a piece of going out and killing somebody thinking that we're doing God's service, but it's the gospel of peace when you're born again into the family of God, and that peace is reigning in your heart. The love of God is there. It'll make you love everybody. It'll make you love the people that you once hated. It'll cause you to hug somebody's neck that you couldn't get along with. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God, He'll help you to do this. Brother, the Bible says here that God is the God of peace in Romans 15:33. Now the God of peace be with you. Amen. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God is not a God of murder, but God is a God, brother, of peace tonight. Brother, when he told us to have our feet shod with the gospel of peace, brother, we need to be ready tonight to give an answer to everybody when they begin to ask us because what the reason of the hope that we have in this. In verse 16, it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Brother, when the enemy come in like a flood, the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Brother, when the enemy comes in and begins to take, when he begins to shoot these fiery darts at you, brother, you can take that shield of faith and you can hold it out there. Brother, and it'll quench them fiery darts. Brother, whenever the devil comes and tries to get you to do something that you know that you don't need to do, brother, you can remember this, you can quote the scripture to the devil, brother, and he'll leave you alone with that. Oh, listen to me tonight. He said, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Oh, listen to me. There's nothing any greater tonight than the word of God. This gospel we preach to you tonight, brother, it's the gospel of peace. It's not the gospel of hate. Brother, God, brother, it does not give us hate, but God gives us peace tonight. tonight. He gives us joy, brother, unspeakable, and full of glory. Listen to me tonight, folks. God wants to bless you over here tonight in the fifth chapter of the book of Galatians, starting in verse 22. Here's what the Bible says, that we receive when we're born again into the family of God. But the fruit of the Spirit, this is Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit, brother, and its fruit, it's like an apple tree bears apples, a grapevine bears grapes, brother, a peach tree bears peaches, brother, and the Spirit of God, brother, when it is in us, it bears these fruit, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. The first thing is love, brother, and then there's joy, and there is peace, and there is long-suffering, and there is gentleness, there is goodness, and there is faith, there is meekness, and there is temperance. He said right here, listen, against such there is no law, and they that are Christ's have crucified the affection of the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Honey, God has given us His Spirit tonight that we might walk in this love. Brethren, when we put this whole armor of God and we take that shield of faith, brother, we can quench all them fiery darts of the wicked. Brother, it don't matter how big it is. He said, and take the helmet of salvation. Brother, you can put that helmet on, and it protects your brain. It protects you. Brother, I guess you could say where you live at. Brother, and it said, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Brother, that sword is an instrument to fight with. It's a weapon tonight. Brother, in that sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, that's the word we preaching to you tonight. That's the word that's printed in the pages of the Bible. Listen to me. He said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all spirit, all saints. He said, praying with all prayer. Brother, when we begin to spend time with God in prayer, it strengthens us, and it causes God to move for the people that we're praying with. Brother, these prayer requests that come in, we pray over them because we know that God will hear, and that God will answer, and God will move in these situations. Brother, and I want you to know He'll move for you tonight as well as He will anybody else. The Bible said that God is no respect of persons. Brother, and you're just as important as anybody else. He said, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Honey, God's given us this armor tonight that we might put it on, that when the enemy comes against us, honey, when he fires those fiery darts at us, brother, we can quench those fiery darts. We can take that sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And like I've said tonight more than once, it's the Word of God. We can shoot the Word of God back at the enemy. And, brother, it will cause him to leave us for a while. But don't worry, he'll be back. Oh, listen to me tonight. Brother, as long as you're in the flesh, it's like Sister Joanna said, brother, you'll have problems. The devil will come against you. But, brother, every time that he does, you can use the Word of God, and you can take the shield of faith and this whole armor of God. Brethren, it will cause you to be able to stand. It will cause you to be able to have the peace of God that passes all understanding. God will give you peace tonight. God will help you. I want to read another scripture right here. And he said in Romans 10:15, and how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Oh, listen to me tonight. We come to you tonight to preach to you the word of God, to build you up, to draw you, try our best to draw you to the Lord, that you might call, that the Spirit of God might come and deal with you with that need in your life. If you need to be saved, or if there's a need in your life, whatever that it is, that he'll deal with you and let you know that he'll meet that need tonight. All you've got to do is call on him, and he'll be right there. God will bless you. He'll walk with you. He'll talk with you. He'll minister to you. God bless you tonight. Sister Joanne, go ahead. Thank you much
praise
for having
Lord.
Me on tonight.
That was good preaching. That was wonderful. That was excellent. I tell you, God's word will not return void. And if you're out there and you heard the words that Brother Eddie's preaching to you, and if that's you, I tell you, it's real easy. It's simple to give your heart to God. You just find yourself an altar, a bedside. It could be your couch. It could be outside. If it's daylight over where you're at in your country, just find you a place to pray and begin to talk to Jesus and ask him to be your God, to be your Lord, and repent of your sins if you've done any wrong. And, you know, it's appointed to man once to die. And when we get to the age of accountability, we're accountable for our sins. But if we accept the pardon that Jesus had done for us, he took our place on the cross. We just have to accept that. And you can pray and ask God to come into your heart. And Brother Eddie, do you feel led to pray salvation if someone's needing to pray? Maybe they don't know how to pray. And maybe sometimes if we pray and just help them along, maybe someone's listening out there. And I feel that. But do you feel like leading us in that prayer?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Father, and just follow these words and just pray something to this effect. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I come to you and I call on your name. And these people have told me that if I would call on the name of the Lord, that I would be saved. And Lord, I've heard them quote your word where it says that if we'd call on your name, that we shall be saved. And Lord Jesus, I come to you believing that in my heart. And I ask you to save me tonight. I ask you to come into my heart and to live in my heart and to lead me and to guide me and forgive me of my sins, Lord, and take me as your child. And, Lord, help me to follow you. And, Lord, give me the strength to go on. Give me understanding, Lord, that I can understand your word. And that I might understand your ways, that I might follow you, Lord, all the days of my life. Friends, all you've got to do is ask Jesus to save you. All you've got to do is ask him to come in, and he'll hear you, and he'll answer your prayer tonight, and he'll save your soul tonight. He'll cause you to know this peace that we're talking about tonight. He'll cause you to know the joy of the Lord. It's like Sister Joanna said, that find you a place to pray somewhere, and call on the name of the Lord. Whoever would call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Friends, God bless you tonight. I want to encourage you to call on him and turn your heart to him that he may bless you. Sister Joanne.
Praise God. If you want to be a part of this broadcast, if that was you that Brother Eddie was speaking to through Jesus, through God giving him the words to say, to preach to you, and to go through that prayer. If you are in prison somewhere over in California right now, it's about 4 hours difference. You may be able to listen by internet, and maybe you're allowed to have email access. If you want to email us and have us to continue to pray for you, it's He is Risen 38, just like Jesus Christ is risen. It's He is Risen 38 at AOL.com. And if you're able to get to a phone, the phone number that you can call in right now, it only works while we are live. We only have one more hour left. Feel free to call in at 347-989-8862. It's 347-989-8862. We've got prayer requests here. Sister Becky Fritz says, remember her unsaved children and remember the outreach program at church. Remember Bonnie Burke. Sister Bonnie says, remember her family, prayer for her family member that is sick, also lost loved ones. And Sister Dolores Benton, she asked that we pray for a lady named Sister Sharon. Her sister had a stroke, and she's not saved. Pray for her salvation and also pray that she recover from the stroke. Terry Paulette, she says, remember Brother Carl Nichols' sister-in-law. Brother Carl Nichols is someone we go to church with, very good brother in the Lord. His sister-in-law, Kathy Nicely is her name. She is on life support, and things are not looking good, but we know we serve a great big God. So remember her. Her name is Kathy Nicely. Remember her. So at this time, I'm going to play some more of that song, and we're going to have Brother Yearwood come in and obey God here in just a moment. And this song is called Jesus Said It, and it's by Come Home by Indiana Bible College.
Bye.
Praise God. Again, that song, it's about 10 minutes long. It's on YouTube, and it's called Jesus Said It, and it's by Indiana Bible College. And I'm seeing the video of it as we're playing it to you all, and they're just shouting all over the place, and I sure feel the Lord in that. And Brother Yearwood, why don't you come on in, brother, and just obey the Lord there.
Praise the Lord, sister. It's good to be able to come back once again on Blog Talk Radio and just to tell somebody the good news. I've got a three or four scriptures here I'll try to read with the Lord's help. Then I'll get off and just listen.
You take your time, brother. You would take all the time you need.
Okay, we appreciate it. Isaiah 61 and verse 1. 2 and 3. We're going to start out right there. It says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the open of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. You know, just to think there just for a few minutes about on verse 1 there, about he has anointed me to send me forth to preach deliverance and to set the captives free. You know, today, my friend, there's people out there that is under the sound of our voice that they're in prison, but not in a natural prison. They're in prison of sin. And God said that he has sent me to anoint me to set you free. And that's all I'm going to do. Just to thank him tonight is Brother John Sample and his brother Eddie Bolden there, as they was preaching the word of God, how they were sending that word forth to set you free. My friend, if you'll take the word of God that we preach to you, and that Brother and Sister Green will be bringing to you here directly, if you'll take that word of God, you can be set free from the sins of this world. I tell you, there's a lot of people that's out there under the sound of my voice that is in bound, that is in prison, but God has sent us forth. If you'll just take these words of God that we minister to you tonight, my friend, you'll take this word and you'll plant it in that soul, in that spirit. And if you prayed that prayer of faith with Brother Eddie there a while ago, you're a free person. Hallelujah. You're a free man or a free woman, a free boy or girl. All you need to do is just take the word and stand in that word, that promise. I was thinking how the devil will come to us As Brother Eddie was a minister there a while ago, have you noticed he said that he told the Lord, he said, if you be the Son of God, you'll turn this stone into bread. He took the weakest part of Jesus because he was hungry. He was thirsty and everything else. He was in trouble. He was needing some food, but he had enough of God about him to say, hey, I'm not going to worship you, Satan. That man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. If you will take these words right here tonight, my friend, and God has, he has anointed us to send us forth, to bind up the prison, to bind them up, and the broken heart, to set you free, to tell you the truth tonight, my friend. God is wanting you to be set free, be delivered. I tell you, there in the last part of that verse, in verse 1, it says, to proclaim liberty to thee captives, and the open of the prison to them that are bound. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you what, God has sent you forth tonight, my friend, as you said and hear this word of God. God has sent you forth to be delivered from that prison that you're in. I tell you what, you're in the worst prison that you could be in if you were locked up with a door slammed behind you. You could still be in there and be free.
Thank you, Lord.
Because God will set you free.
Bless Brother Yearwood, Lord.
He has come to deliver you and to make you free. Hallelujah. I want us to look over into Luke there in Luke chapter 4. Praise God. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty, to preach deliverance. Sorry about that. To the captives and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Hallelujah. I tell you what, let's look into verse 19 right there. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you what, God has sent us. He told us here in verse 18 in Luke, he has sent us forth to preach to the poor. He has sent us forth to heal the sick and to open up the blinded eyes. My friend, the devil have got your eyes blind tonight. If you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, he's got your eyes blinded to the Word of God. But if you will only take these words that we speak tonight to you, if you will only take these words, hallelujah, and you can be have your eyes open. I tell you, the thought just come to me about old Saul. He was blinded. He thought he was doing God a favor when he was crucifying and killing the Christian people, and he was on his road to Damascus. But praise God, that great light come down from heaven and struck him down, and he was blind. Hallelujah. But he went into the street that was called straight, ordered of God, and he told Ananias, I said, Ananias, go down there and lay hands on him and cast them
that spirit off from him. In other words, I'm paraphrasing a little bit. He said, go down there. That the scales might fall from his eyes. Praise God. And Saul, he become to be Paul. He become to be a man of God. And that's what you can be tonight. You can be another Saul. But praise God, you can become another Paul if you will only receive this word. You can be set free. You can be delivered. I tell you what, I thank God that God has anointed us to preach the word of God to you around this globe. Hallelujah. Reaching out to tell you that Jesus loves you, and he will tell you how to live. He will tell you how to walk if you will only listen to him. Hallelujah. Let's look into Galatians, fifth chapter. Hallelujah. Praise God. Galatians 5:1. It says, stood fast, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled with, again, with the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, when God sets you free and he delivers you, he tells us, don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. I believe I heard Brother Eddie say that a while ago, that he's seen people, and I have. I've seen people over the years just have a burning testimony, and then in a little while you see them, and they've got out away from God. I tell you what's happened. The devil has come to them and has told them a wrong piece of bread, and they've took a hold of it. My friend, God said for us not to be entangled again with the same bondage. I tell you what, Paul said, behold, all old things become all old things passed away, and I've become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Praise God, if we've become a new creature, then we need to watch our steps. We need to watch our prayer life that we don't come entangled with the bondage again. Hallelujah. And I've got one more verse that I want to read here. It's in Galatians, the fifth chapter, in verse 7. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? Who did hinder you from obeying the truth? I tell you, old Slewfoot, Satan is the one that come before you and got you off on the wrong trail, my friend. But I'm here tonight to tell you that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, he's here. He's right there where you're at. He's wanting to set you free tonight. He wants to deliver you from the bondage that you're in. All you've got to do is to cry out to him and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my trespasses, and turn it all over to him. Let him have it every bit. Don't try to hold on to one thing, but let it all go. Hallelujah. When you let it all go, then you can get free. Then you can get delivered, and you can be at peace as the Lord set you free. As Brother Eddie was reading there a while ago about the fruits, the spirit of the fruits. Hallelujah. You can have them same. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. You can have them same fruits. You can have that same spirit dwelling down in you, my friend, that we've got dwelling in us tonight. You know, Jesus said these words that I speak, are not mine, but my Father who sent me. My friend, this words that we speak tonight, they're not our words, but they are the Word of God. They are the Son of the living God, and He's telling us what to tell you. And if you will receive this, my friend, you can be set free tonight. You can be delivered tonight. You can go to bed tonight. Or in tomorrow, whenever, whatever, you may be in daylight right now, but you can go to bed at nighttime with a peace of a mind and with a spirit that is so delivered, so free in you. My friend, the Word said that He would come in with you and He will sup with you and He will sup with us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
you,
Lord.
I tell you what, I thank God tonight. If we'll sup with Him, He'll sup with us.
Yes.
I praise the Lord tonight for what He means to me. I can't thank Him enough for the blessings that He's given me and for the things that He's done for me. I just praise God for it, and I want to say this. Lord's willing, none don't happen. The 8th of August, we're going to be starting revivals. Up in there in Ohio, and Sister Joanne probably will tell you where they're at there in a few minutes before they go off. And we're looking forward for a great move of God. And we're looking forward, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, for God to set the captives free. And we're looking forward for you to email us and tell us that you've been set free by hearing the Word of God. I tell you what, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And you've heard the Word when you listen to these broadcasts. I have a broadcast that comes on Tuesday night, and the same crew that's on here will be on mine Tuesday night. It's not mine, but it's the Lord's. And the same way it is here, this is the Lord's broadcast. So God bless you. We love you, and until you hear us again, go ahead, Sister Joanne.
Praise the Lord. Good word there, Brother Yearwood. And, and Brother Yearwood's telling you the truth. If that's you, the email address is heisrisen38@aol.com. heisrisen38@aol.com. If you want to be part of the broadcast, you want to call in, give your testimony, 347-989-8862. That's 347-989-8862. We've got another prayer request. Sister Tanya Green says, I have a 34-year-old cousin in complete renal and liver failure. He's an alcoholic. He needs delivered, healed, and set free. Without a miracle, we may lose him. God is able, she says. So we really need to keep him on our heart, you know, and that's what my reply back to her was, that's what this is all about, is to reach people like Tanya Green's cousin that's out there, maybe an alcoholic. They may be really ill in their body. They may be on heroin. They may be on cocaine or some kind of drugs and alcohol and lust of the flesh and things like that. And like Brother Yearwood was saying, it might be in some kind of prison and some type of bondage, spiritually speaking. It can be a natural prison, or it could be a prison of sin, and just can't find no way out and no hope for tomorrow. But friends, I got news for you. There is hope in Jesus, and He can break the shackles off. He can break the chains. He can unlock the door and set you free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And I tell you, you'll feel so light. You'll feel like all the weight and the heavy burdens of the world we lifted off of your shoulders and things. You'll be able to see daylight again. Hallelujah. And you'll be able to see light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak.
Hallelujah.
And you'll
bless
be able to see things that God, the grass will look greener, the flowers will be beautiful. You'll be able to smell perfumes again of the roses. Hallelujah. And you'll say, look at the creation that God has made. There is truly a living God. And I saw that Paul's eyes was covered, and he was blinded, and he saw Jesus in the vision. Though he was blind, he can see. Oh, hallelujah. We think we can see in this veils are taken off of us and the blinders are taken off of us, we can see God's true creation. And then we realize He created me. He created you. What a wonderful, great God we serve. He has set me free, and He will set you free. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to come to you with this song. It's by the McCameys. And back in 1992, it says, "Do you know how it feels?" Listen to the words of this here song. Hallelujah.
Do you know how it feels to know something's missing and hear a still small voice that you just keep dismissing? Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside, to think just for you on a cross someone died?
Do you know how it feels pointing not to surrender, how it feels locked away, never to be remembered, and know that it's real? Tell me, do you know how it feels? Then how does it feel to know you're a child of a king, your heavenly father?
Praise God. Hallelujah. It's so good to know how it feels
We know how it feels tonight on this radio broadcast, and that's
Amen.
What we're sharing with you is the gospel of peace, of love, of joy, and thank God he saved us one day, and we can lay our head on our pillow at night and know that everything is all right with God, and if we don't wake up on this earth, we'll wake up in eternity with Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I know I could be locked up in a prison somewhere and they could throw away the key, but I still got peace with Jesus. If you're
Amen.
In another country and you can't serve God in the way you want to out in the open, I tell you, you still got peace. You still got freedom with God. But know that your heart is all right with him. And we can pray for your loved ones to come in and get saved, that they'll have that peace of God also. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I sure feel the Lord here tonight. Oh, this is what it's all about, is that God can lift the burdens. He said, cast your burdens upon me, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Cast your cares upon him. Praise the Lord. And you know, you don't have to work it out. You don't have to get things in order and situate it before you come to God. You come to God just like you are, and he'll begin to help you. Things that really matter to you right now on this old earth, the material things and all. Once you get Jesus into your life, things that seem to matter and be big problems right now, and you'll see that it's not nothing. It's nothing, and he'll change your desires, and he'll change your want to's, and he'll change the things that you think that you need in your life. Praise God. He'll supply you with your needs. Hallelujah. But you'll see that your desires will change toward him, and all the problems that you're worrying about and having anxiety over, and depression, and running to the doctor and getting anxiety medications, depression pills, and you know, you go to the doctor and it seems like you got a breathing problem, and you maybe have some issues going on in your home life, and they want to put you on a medication, and it's not to fix it, but it's to cure the symptoms, so to speak, just to kind of cover up. And I work for a doctor, so I know what I'm talking about. But you know, with the things that matter to you right now, if you just give your heart over to God, oh, praise God, the things that worry you and keep you down is not going to worry and upset you like it does. And you won't need those anxiety medications and those pills that keep you going, because it's Jesus Christ that keeps you going. Oh, he's setting us by the needs, and your needs are food and shelter and clothing. That's all that matters, and your soul to be saved, and your children and your loved ones to be saved all around you. That's what matters. Your whole change, your whole life and your whole goal in life just changes. And I tell you, you feel light. You don't feel the burdens of the world upon your shoulders no more when you cast your cares upon him. Because his, like I said, his yoke is easy and his burdens are light. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to give the rest of the time to Brother Green here, my husband, and thank God for him. And while I'm thanking my stepfather, Brother Walter Atkins, he's in need of prayer. We took him to the doctor today. He has fever. It breaks and it comes back, and he has an infection in his body. He's 82 years old. He's saved, thank God. And we're depending on the Lord to heal him. And I just remember him. There's so much infection in his body that he can't even walk straight or stay on his feet. He fell a while ago. My mom called me. So pray for him. Keep him in mind. And keep Brother Dotson and Sister Nancy Dotson, keep them in your prayer. They just buried their daughter yesterday. And, you know, God knows all about that. I couldn't go to the funeral or the wake or the viewing. And she was a dear friend of mine, and I love her very much. Here's Clint.
It's good to be with you tonight. Praise God. I tell you, I'm blessed tonight, and I feel the blessing of my soul tonight in this house. And I'm believing
Amen.
That you're feeling God wherever you're at tonight. If you're listening in to this broadcast, it might be night, it might be day somewhere. But I tell you, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's always there when we need him. I tell you, he's a friend in the time of trouble, a refuge in the time of storm. And, you know, he's a rock in a weary land. We're talking about tonight the gospel of peace. And we've had some great preaching. The preachers have preached some of the greatest messages you'll ever hear on this side, I tell you, of heaven. Praise God. But I know that God's a-moving. I know, like Brother John Sample said, God's a-moving on people out there. And I can feel it when I hear the preachers preaching like they've been preaching tonight. I know that this is heaven sent. I know that God is trying to touch people out there. And he's trying to bring people into the fold and write their names in the book of life. And Christ has already died at that cross and was wounded for our transgressions. And he was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And the Bible said, with stripes, and by his stripes we are healed. And I tell you,
yes,
if your soul's sick tonight, you can have healing. Praise God. There's a healer in the house. Praise God. Praise God. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. The Bible said, Christ said, but with his own words before he went away, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you always unto the end of the world.
Amen.
So he's going to be with us. Praise God. No matter what the condition might be in your country where you're at tonight, no matter what kind of trials and tribulations that you might be facing, you may be in the storms of life, you know, because of oppression where you're at tonight. But I tell you, Jesus can change all of that. And,
amen.
Just like somebody preached tonight on the Paul the Apostle, you know, before he became the Apostle Paul, he was going down that road to persecute the Christians. He was on his way to Damascus, but you know God stopped him in his tracks and turned him around. Got him walking in the right way instead of the wrong way and sent him down to the street called Straight. Praise God. He got on that straight street. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. I'm glad that there's a way called Straight. There's
Amen.
A plan of salvation that can put our feet on the straight and narrow way that will keep us out of sin. As some of the preachers preach tonight, you may be locked up in a prison house. And it ain't a physical prison house, but it's a prison that the devil has locked you up in.
Amen.
And nobody can see the bars and the chains that's on you tonight, but the devil has got people chained tonight and got them in a prison because of sin.
Yes,
yes. Like one of them said tonight, you need to let all that sin go. You need to get rid of every bit of it. Don't let one thing stay. Just give it all to Jesus. Praise God. I want to read scripture found in First John. Praise God. And it's verse 9. But let me start here. In verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. You see, I want to back up here just a little bit. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. See, if we're hiding our sin, you know, you can't hide your sin from God because he sees everything that you do. You can't hide it and say you're all right, because if you hide it and say you're all right, then you're still walking in darkness. You may call yourself a Christian. You may be a worker in the choir. You may be a song leader, or you might be a Bible student or a Bible teacher. or preacher, whatever you might be. But if you got sin in your life, you need to get it out. See, the Lord knows it.
Amen.
You don't have to go confessing to everybody what you do. We don't have to go to a high priest of some kind. Get in a little booth somewhere and say, I've sinned. Pray for me. No, you go to Jesus and you say, Jesus, I've sinned. I've sinned against you, just like the man did that went into the far country, and he said to himself, I'll go back to the Father's house, because he was in prison. The devil had him in prison. He was bound in sin. And the Bible said before we come to Christ, we were bound in sin and shaped in iniquity, and we were lost without Christ, praise God. But Christ came and died for those sins so that we could be free. And the Bible says here, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, see, if we're walking in darkness, we still got sin in our life. But it says if we say that we have fellowship with him, you know, if we say we're a Christian, if we say I'm born again, I'm washed in the blood, I'm on my way to heaven, and we're walking in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. In other words, we still got darkness in us. We've got to get that darkness out. I'm talking to Christians tonight out there.
Amen.
And we've got to get that out of our life if we've got anything in our life. And in verse 7 here of chapter 1 of John, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now you know Jesus. He walked in the book of Revelation. He walked in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Praise God. I mean, Jesus is the light of the world. Praise
Amen.
God. He is that light. And we have that light in us when we have Christ in us. And we also are the light of the world because he went away. And he left us here to do the work that's left behind that needs to be done. But he has never left us nor forsaken us. But he will be with us always. But if we walk in the light, verse 7, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. See, when we have that fellowship one with another, we need to stay in the fellowship of the saints. We need to stay in the house of God where the light is. You won't find this out in the bar room. You won't find it on the baseball field and the football field. You can't get this in the pool room. Praise God.
Amen.
You won't probably find it out on the beach, you know. You can't find salvation unless you go where they're preaching salvation, like somebody said tonight. Praise God, Romans 10:15, I believe it was. Praise God, that how beautiful are the feet of them, you know, that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Praise God, they're preaching the gospel and souls can be saved because that's where the door of heaven is. It's where the gospel is being preached. Praise God. Let me go on here. It says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. You see, we're walking up right before God. We're staying in the light. We're not backbiting our brother, and we're not going behind our brother's back and trying to do something against our neighbor, against our brother, but we try to walk uprightly and walk in the light. And praise God. It says here in verse 9, if we confess, verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Now, there's a couple things that I think here the Bible's talking about is when Jesus came, he came to them religious leaders, and, you know, they said, we don't need you. We've got our own religion. We've got our rules and our regulations. And who do you think you are? And they called him a person that was born to fornication. They didn't believe that he came from heaven. And he tried to tell them every way that he could that he came from the Father and he was going back to the Father. But they said they didn't need him because they didn't have no sin. Praise God that they was the children of Abraham.
Bless him, Lord. And
Jesus said, you're of your father the devil. So I think this verse here means a couple different things. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. So those religious people of that day, they said, we don't need you, Jesus. We'll just pay our tithes and, you know, we'll keep fasting maybe once or twice a week and we'll do whatever the law tells us to do and we don't need you. And so they were saying they didn't have sin, that their sin was okay because they was under the law. But once Christ went to that cross, I'll tell you, that veil was ripped from the top to the bottom, and the high priest couldn't go back in there no more. He couldn't go in there to cleanse that nation from their sins. Praise God. Let's go a little further here. Verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. So those people that said that they had not, they didn't have no sin, they was making God's word a lie. In other words, to them it was a lie. But we know that the Word of God is true, and the Word of God is perfect. Praise God. In verse chapter 2, verse 1, my little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. See, he's our great high priest tonight. And we don't go to a man. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that's the man, Christ Jesus. We can't
Amen.
Go to another man and say, you know, would you pray my sins away? Because a man can't pray your sins away. You got to talk straight to God. You got to go to God. And God will hear you. When you come to God with the sinner's prayer, if you're not saved, he will hear you. And I tell you, his eyes are on the righteous and his ears open unto the cry. But the sinner man that's praying out there, God sees that man praying. Some people might think that's not right, but I believe it is. If you read there, Cornelius was a man over there in the 10th chapter of Acts, and he prayed to God, and he prayed to God always, and he wasn't saved, I don't believe, because... one day an angel came in and to him and said, thine alms and prayers come up before God. You see, if I'm out here taking God's name in vain and I'm out here doing things that ain't right, God sees me just the same as God sees a Christian man that's doing good. And if Christ died for your sins and you... and I know that he died for the sins, the Bible said, of the whole world. That if you get down on your knees or kneel down by your bed or wherever you're at, and you pray to the Lord Jesus Christ, to God Almighty, and to the Son of God, through the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Lord will send the Spirit of his Son into your heart, and you'll be in the family of God.
Amen.
You say, well, maybe God won't hear me. Yes, God will hear you. He will hear you. If you come out with a big curse word, he'll hear you. I guarantee you there's a record being made. And God
Amen.
Knows everything. The Bible said he knows the hair of our head, that they're all numbered. And he knows the sparrow out here that falls, praise God. And he said you're of more value than many sparrows, praise God. And he died on that cross to bring you to him. And you can find grace because grace is available tonight. And all you have to do is to do what these preachers has already said tonight. And if you prayed that prayer, you're saved. You just got up out of the starting blocks. You know, when you run a race, a lot of times, you know, if it's a like a fast race, they'll get down in the blocks, you know, and they'll say one, two, and they fire their gun, and away they go out of them blocks. But see, there's a starting point in this salvation, and you got to start by getting down on your knees and praying and asking the Lord to forgive you of your sins. And I tell you, He will, and He will do it right then. It don't take a month of Sundays to pray through to salvation. I read in the Bible, Acts chapter 8, I believe it is, where Philip was going somewhere, and he saw a man, a eunuch, reading in the book of Isaiah, went and joined himself to that chariot. And that eunuch said, "Come on up and join me." And they went down the road, and he said, "Who's this man talking about, himself or some other man?" And he started at the same scripture and preached Christ unto him. And I don't know what all he told him.
Bless him, Lord.
And he said, "Here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And he said,
"Amen.
Thou mayest, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest be baptized." And the man understood what he was saying. And he said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he took him down and baptized him. And then after he baptized him, the Bible said the Spirit of God caught Philip away, and he saw him no more. So I tell you, this man got saved right there on that road. Praise God. In Acts chapter 8, you can read it there if you want to. That jailer in Acts chapter 16, I believe it is, that jailer got saved that night, him and his whole household, when the earthquake came at the midnight hour, when Paul and Silas sang and prayed, and the prison house shook, and the jailer came in and got saved. Praise God. He said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." And he preached unto them the word of the Lord. That's what we're doing tonight, is preaching the word of the Lord. There is a way of salvation, praise God. You know, when Paul and Silas got the vision of the Macedonian call, and the man said, "Come on over here and help us." And they went over to Philippi, the chief city of that region, and they began to preach. And there was a little woman there. I believe it's the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. And there was a little woman following them. He said, "Hear these men. These are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." So, you know what? She had a bad spirit, but she was telling the truth. There is a way of salvation found in the Bible, found in the New Testament. And we have found the way, praise God. I tell you today, you can find it. It's in Romans chapter 10. It's in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. It's in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. It's all through the Bible. If you receive Christ as your personal Savior and you repent of your sins, you ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins, you can be saved. Praise God. It won't take you a month of Sundays to pray through for salvation. Praise God. And I know tonight how it feels to know you're all right. Praise God. Like the song a little while ago, the McCamies sung that song. And when I lay my head on my pillow at night, I don't have to worry, you know, if everything falls apart during the night and the house caves in, whatever, bomb hits a house or whatever. Well, it's just on to glory for me, praise God. There's a better place to go. And my little children, these things right unto you that you sin not. See, He didn't want you to get saved. You put away your sin. You don't practice sin no more. I used to be a sinner. I practiced sin. I did it all the time. That's what I done when I got up in the morning, went on about my day. Well, I was just, you know, sinning, doing this, doing that. And the biggest sin was that I left God out of my life. The biggest sin was that I never got down to pray and never tried to do nothing for nobody, hardly unless they was a friend of mine or something like that. Now, I never looked out on the fields that were white to harvest and prayed that the Lord had sent laborers into the harvest fields. And I never prayed for sick people, and I never laid hands on the sick and believed that they would recover. I never done none of these things because I was a sinner. And I was out of fellowship with God. I wasn't saved. And I was on my way to a devil's hell. And it wasn't made for man. Hell wasn't made for man, but it was made for the devil and his angels. But men are going there because many people are going to go there because they neglected to kneel at the cross and to give their heart to Christ. It says here, and if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. I want you to hear that, but also it says, for the sins of the whole world. See, that includes you. That includes every person on planet Earth, the whole world. That's everybody in the world. Praise God. So sin is the problem why people don't have peace tonight, because they've got bondage and heartaches in their life. A lot of times it's because they haven't called on Jesus. I want to read something in Mark chapter 4. Let's see where that's at here. In the 35th verse, it says here, in the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Praise God. I want you to look at verse 40. This is Mark chapter 4, verse 40. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? Well, I'd say, you know, anybody would be fearful in a storm and the boat's about to sink and looked like there was no hope and there was no way out and everything was going wrong and they was about ready to end up at the bottom of the sea and they went and woke him up. He was down there asleep on a pillow and he arose up there in the 39th verse and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. And then he said, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Praise God. Well, it's time to pray, but there's things that are going on. Praise God. Let's pray tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray.
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We ask, Lord, that you touch each
come to you tonight, Lord God, and we bring these prayer requests before you. And we pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you'd just move, Lord. God, this one that's on fire, life, Lord, that you'd move. And God, that you'd just Lord, let life, Lord. We speak life to that body, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, just to move, Father, and minister, Lord. Lord, break the shackles. We ask it in Jesus' name.
Off the lives of people tonight, move and mountains, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Your power, Lord. God, we bind the enemy of our souls in the name of Jesus. Father, we claim victory over sickness, sin, and disease that come against these things that's coming against your people, Lord. Lord, we stand against them by the word of God, by the name of Jesus, by the power of the cross, the blood of the Lamb. Lord, send your healing virtue through the land. Lord, save lost souls and bring them into the fold, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you.
Well, Jesus is with me when the storm clouds gather. He's standing by my side when I hear the thunder roll, and he holds my hand when I begin to tremble, when the winds of this world is blowing strong. I know that Jesus is with
God
will
be in next Friday night, 10 Eastern time. God bless.
When I hear the thunder roll.